This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Michelle Norris. Johnny Cash finally caught a break in Starkville, Mississippi. That's where 40 years ago, Cash had one of his celebrated brushes with the law. This past weekend, the city pardoned the late country music legend. Erica Celeste has the story.
It's dusk. Robbie Ward, executive director of the Johnny Cash Flower Picking Festival, drives back to May 11th, 1965. Johnny Cash has just finished playing a concert at Mississippi State University.
After the show, he went out partying just a little bit longer than maybe he should have, because he ended up in this private property and someone called the police on him, and when they pulled up, they asked him what he was doing.
Cash protested, saying he was only picking flowers, hence the name of the festival, and told cops he was Johnny Cash.
The police said, "Yeah, we're Dwight D. Eisenhower. Get the heck in here. You're going to jail."
During his night in jail, he kicked the cell door so hard he broke his toe. The event later inspired him to write the song Starkville City Jail.
I found myself surrounded. One policeman said, "That's him. Come along, wildflower child. Don't you know that it's 2 a.m.? They're bound to get you, 'cause they got a curfew. And you go to the Starkville City Jail." Well,
there is no Starkville City Jail. Cash was actually in the Oktibbeha County Jail. After the singer died in 2003, Robbie Ward, a longtime fan, wanted to do something to remember his hero. About 2 years ago, he struck on the idea of getting Cash pardoned. Saturday night, Starkville's mayor shared the honor with Sheriff Dolph Bryan.
"And it being represented upon me that it be proper to symbolically pardon the said Johnny Cash."
Cash's pardon was symbolic because technically he paid his debt to society when he posted the $36 for bail. His daughter Kathy spent the first part of the weekend joking that she'd really come back to town to get her father's $36 back.
"I'm David Oldwall, president of the Oktibbeha County Board of Supervisors, and on behalf of the Board of Supervisors, here's your $36.
"Thank you, sir. All right, Dad, here you got it, all right?"
In addition to Cash's daughter, Kathy, his sister Joanne attended the festival. She said the whole family was touched that the city had gone to so much trouble.
"It amazes us in a very thankful way that Johnny is still so loved."
"There's two kinds of people on earth, those who love Johnny Cash and those that will."
Marty Stewart, Cash's lifelong friend and one-time son-in-law, headed the Johnny Cash Flower Picking Festival.
"Somewhere along the way in life, those words, those songs, and that voice, they're going to touch your heart somewhere."
In much the same way as Cash's life story, says festival director Robbie Ward. "We all make mistakes, but like his hero, he says the festival is really about what we do afterwards." For NPR News, I'm Erica Celeste in Starkville, Mississippi.